and fertilize and do things like that, you know.
Well, have you ever tried something like a vegetable garden or
anything? Oh, yeah, we have a vegetable garden back in the back. We have a garden every year and then have some planted out of town on the place of my aunt's. So we planted corn and beans and peas, butter beans and things like that.
Yeah, the farmers down around Troy were really in bad shape because of all the dry weather. I don't know.
We've had it too. We've had dry weather. We had a little shower this week that didn't, well, it helped us, but, you know, not a lot. But 2 weeks ago last Sunday, we had a big rain and hail with it. And it damaged some of our plants in the garden.
We've got a big farmer's market yet. They're getting a lot of vegetables
from South Alabama.
You can find tomatoes, different kinds of pepper and things. It's good. Nice.
Well, when I left Troy, they hadn't had rain about 6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the ground was just drying up.
Yeah.
Man.
What do they grow down there?
I guess big crops,
peanuts. Yeah, that's like Enterprise. They got mole weevil sitting on the cap on their square.
Yeah, that's right.
They just quit fooling with cotton, you know, and I've seen that thing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's kind
of weird looking at it. That's kind of like down on 61 from Louisiana line up on 61 on up to Vicksburg. But it's close like in that port, and it's an old, old town. And they have Port Gibson, and they have a real old church there that was founded in the 1700s. But on top of it, it's got a man's hand pointing just like that in gold. And it gives you the eeriest feeling you've ever seen in your life to see that. But it they've got it painted in gold and that finger pointing upward. I came to them and we stopped to see it. It was right on the highway, but it was just weird to me to look at it.
Is that very far from here?
Well, it's, I'd say it's 174 miles to Jackson and 90 miles to Natchez. And it's this side of Natchez on 61. Of course, Natchez is one of the old towns in this city.
Yeah,
well, they have the garden, the pilgrimage, they have all a lot of antebellum homes and historical town. It's on the river. So is Vicksburg. It's where the battle, they had a big battle at Vicksburg, north and south. And of course, the North won it because they starved our blockade the river and starved our soldiers, you know, and they just whipped them right there.
What about this? I was driving through town yesterday and I saw a sign that said Natchez Trace.
Natchez Trace Parkway.
That's right.
It's a scenic highway.
Right.
Runs from Nashville to Natchez. They don't have it finished. They just have, I think it possibly is from Natchez to Jackson, and then they skip a place in there. They haven't got it finished. It starts other side of Jackson. You have to come to Jackson, and then you get on the trace just this side of Jackson, and you can travel it to Tupelo, about 3 or 4 miles up here. You get off of it, and then you can go on up in
Alabama.
You can get on it at Tishomingo State Park.
Yeah, right to the edge.
And travel a little place, and then at Cherokee, Alabama, you get on it and go on to Nashville. It's a scenic highway, and they won't let any trucks on it. And school buses can't get on unless they get special permits to travel it. An ambulance can't travel it. I don't think an ambulance can travel it. They might if they're just going to take somebody to Jackson University Hospital. They might do that.
Yeah.